Hey, can I come in? I know you're in there. Open up. Huh. Your door is unlocked. I'm coming in. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had your headphones on. Jeez, just throw a blanket over yourself. God, this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I asked if I could come in and I got no answer, so I figured you were sleeping and the door was unlocked. Do you have a minute? I want to talk to you about something. Can I open up the window? It's a bit stuffy in here. Yeah, I want to talk to you about that, actually. Do you mind if I take a seat on your bed? You don't have to move. I'll just sit on the edge. I'm worried about you. Aish. No, let me talk. You're not fine. I can see that you're not. Life isn't easy, I know. Mom is always working, and Dad sees the bottom of a bottle more than he sees us. I try to make things better for the two of us. I cook, I clean, I take the odd job here and there to help pay for food, but I'm barely able to keep us afloat. I've asked you to help me, and I admire your attempts. I really do. I know you're busy with your finals, but you took that job at the grocery store. It pained me to see you push yourself doing a job you absolutely hated. Stocking shelves overnight, coming home exhausted, getting a few hours of sleep before class. I wasn't surprised you quit after a few weeks. Oh, don't apologize. I'm not judging you. I know it was hard on you, and I want you to focus on studying. Despite needing help, what I really need right now is my little brother. You're the only one that I can save. Mom can't afford to take any days off, and Dad's out of the picture, but you. I care about you so much. You stay in your room, cooped up for days on end. You don't even respond to me anymore when I tell you that dinner's ready. I hear you creep into the kitchen late at night to eat the leftovers I leave in the fridge. You only go to your courses if I wake you up. In the moments I do see you, your face is pale. You've lost weight. There's bags under your eyes. I just really worry about you. I'm afraid of losing you. You're the only thing that I love in this world. Everything I do is for you. But I just can't take this anymore. I need to find a way to get you back. I want my little brother back. Please hear me out, okay? Don't say a word until I'm done. I can see that you're addicted to porn. I recognize the smell of dried cum. I never pointed out in entering your room, but I figured how would the smell was after doing your laundry. I know you use your t-shirts and underwear as cum rags. Oh, don't give me that look. I know what cum rags are. It disgusted me at first, but I've gotten used to having my fingers sticky after putting them in the wash. Every month I get a letter saying we exceeded our internet limit, and it's because you watch so many videos. I really thought it was only a phase. Thought it would pass, but it never did. It's been months. Every week I told myself I talked to you about it, but I didn't want to push you away by bringing it up. Now I know why you watch those girls on the internet. You're cute. You could find a nice girl to be with. But I understand why you don't go for it. Why you don't talk to them. You're scared of being rejected or not being good enough. It gives you anxiety to look them in the eyes, so you come home, put on your headphones, watch these videos to make you feel better. But it never does. I watched you masturbate. And God, I feel terrible for spying on you like that. But I was stressed out of my mind about you. I didn't know what to do. So I watched you. Your door was unlocked and I slowly opened it, and then I saw you pumping up and down. I felt like garbage, asking myself, what's wrong with me? But I wanted to know why you were masturbating so much. After a long time, you finally had an orgasm, but it wasn't like the one you saw on the screen. I could see how it still left you frustrated. I stood in the hallway until the sun rose up, and at no point did sleep come peacefully for you. You were just so restless. Watching you that night broke my heart. I wanted to say something, but I just couldn't walk in your room after spying on you. I didn't know how I could help, but now I think I know. I guess the question is, do you find me attractive? No. I don't want to hear you say that because I'm your sister. I want you to be honest with me. Do you find me attractive? And what do you like most about me? Come on. Don't be shy. You can tell me. I want to hear it. Oh. My body? And which part of my body do you prefer? Is it my breasts? They've become such a handful, and finding bras that are comfortable to wear is pretty difficult at this size. Or is it my butt? I've always liked my butt. Years of doing yoga while growing up really paid off. I mean, I still have some nice thighs, too. Oh, you can't pick? What if you didn't have to choose? Well, little brother, I want to try something. I caught you checking me out a few times. We used to be close. I can't help but think that you pushed me away because you were lusting after me. It took years for me to come to that conclusion. And by how red your face is, it's safe to assume I'm right. I never had time for any real relationship. Always too busy taking care of you or the house, so I gave up on the idea of having a boyfriend. I never was comfortable with my body. Puberty hit me quickly, and I tried to hide my breasts with loose shirts, or try to flatten my butt with flowing skirts. But, I mean, it was impossible. I felt like I was something to please the men around me, undressing me with their eyes. They would whistle at me, saying things that made me feel even more self-conscious. But not you. I didn't feel uncomfortable when you watched me. I felt happy. I didn't think about my flaws because when you looked at me, your eyes roaming up and down every inch of my body, I felt beautiful. It didn't matter if my makeup was done and I was showing off a nice dress, or if I had a bad hair after waking up and wearing old clothes to sleep in. I always felt desired when you saw me. Your eyes would get so round. My heart would jump seeing your reaction. But then you stayed in your room more and more. I yearned to see you sitting at the kitchen table. I'd wear small, white panties and a thin tank top to bed, so the next morning you could see me walk out of my room. But you weren't there often. After a few weeks, you never were. I racked my brain to find a solution to bring you out of your shell. I don't have many friends, so I couldn't ask them to take you out on a date. We can't afford a specialist you can talk to, and I've tried to do that myself, but you just keep ignoring my questions. Lying to your own sister just so you could slink back into your bedroom for another masturbation session. But then, I realized that the way I was dressing, the way that I was acting, it was right under my nose. Little brother, what if you didn't need porn? What if you had me? That's right. Me. Before you get a heart attack, I want to tell you that I'm not just suggesting that we have sex. I mean, that's incest, and it's wrong. But what if I was your porn? What if you didn't have to dream at night about the girls on screen, but instead dream of me? Your older sister, who is there for you to look at without being judged and even touch me? What I'm suggesting is not normal. It's very, 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 very taboo. And I would feel horrible if you thought less of me for even thinking of that idea. You know, but it's a risk that I'm willing to take. I'm giving you my permission to use me as masturbation material. Or fat material. It's why I'm wearing this thin t-shirt. You can see that it doesn't really fit me anymore with how tight it is. But it's just so comfy. And these sweatpants that I wear around the house on my days off. I know how much you stare at my butt. Even if they're a little baggy. I want you to pull them down for me. No, I'm not kidding. I want you to explore my body as much as you want. I can't believe I'm doing this. Here, I'll lay flat on my stomach, but I'll keep my hips raised so you can take off my sweatpants. I won't urge you to do anything. Take as long as you... Oh, you didn't even hesitate. Don't apologize. It's exactly what you should be doing. I was just surprised at how quick you did it. So, do you like my butt? These panties are so snug, giving me a wedgie whenever I put them on. I wore them just for you. Come on. Don't be afraid. You can touch me. Yeah, it feels a bit weird. But I think I like it. You can be a bit rougher if you want. I can feel your fingers sinking into my butt cheeks. It's like I'm getting a massage or something. God, this is actually relaxing. You want me to raise my hips higher? Okay. You're rubbing my crotch through my panties. It's fine. I just wasn't expecting you to be this forward. Oh. What? Sure. I can call it my pussy if you want. Do you like rubbing my pussy through these cute little panties? Oh. Little brother, can you stop for just a minute? Honestly, I'm really nervous right now. There's this knot on my stomach, and I'm trying hard not to shake. It's just all so new to me. I've rubbed myself before, masturbated like most people do, but this is completely different, and I feel so exposed. I think I'd be more comfortable if you were exposed too. Maybe I could take off your shirt. Thank you. I'll just pull it over your head. Yeah. I feel a bit better. And I really like your body. You're, handsome. Anyway, you can rub my crotch. I mean, my pussy again if you want. Or would you prefer something else? What? What? You want me to do what? Well, I did say you could explore my body as much as you want. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll sit on your face. How should I? Okay. I see. You place my knees right under your armpits and my butt is right above your head. I'll try not to squish you, okay? If you say so, I'll lower myself down and... but you won't be able to breathe if your nose is digging into my pussy like that. Oh, your tongue, I can feel it. Oh god, does it normally feel this good? The more fabric, the more it gets wet. I can feel the cotton sticking to my pussy. I can't imagine what it would feel like if you pulled my panties aside. I think it wouldn't be too much. Oh, you did it. Oh my god. You actually pulled them aside. Fuck. Oh, I didn't mean to swear. It's just... it's doing these things to me. My little brother is lapping away at my pussy. I'm getting so wet from it. Oh, what am I doing? My hips moving on their own. No, don't stop. It feels amazing. Oh, fuck. That's it. Swirl it deep in my pussy. I know you get hungry at night, but this is something else. Oh, I can feel your hand sliding across my stomach. Are you? Oh, hell. Going right for my breasts. I still can't believe you're this forward. They get a bit heavy if you don't wear a bra, but it feels so much better to have them unconfined like this. Yeah. You can play with my nipples. Just don't stop eating me out. Oh, it feels so good. This knot in my stomach is back. I think I'm gonna have an orgasm. Oh my god. My little brother's gonna give me my first orgasm that isn't my fingers. Fuck. I don't care if I'm swearing. Fucking lick my clit. Thrust your tongue as deep as you can. I'll grow my tits. Do whatever you want. I just want to come on your face. I love this. I fucking love it. I'm gonna come. Oh. Oh. Oh God. Oh, coming. Stop. I can't. I'm too sensitive. Okay. Okay. It's enough. Please. Stop. Oh, thank you. Like I was on cloud nine. It was the best orgasm of my life. I'm still shaking. The way you dove straight in me was making me even hornier, and you kept going. That's what I meant, little brother. You make me feel beautiful and desired. I felt like the only girl in the world during that. I just saw your face. Your chin is dripping with my juices. And I'm still soaking wet. Sorry about your bed. I noticed you pinching a 10 under those covers. I'd like to return the favor. Little brother, can I make you feel good too? Okay. You know, you really tired me out. Let me slide down and position myself right here between your legs. I'll slowly pull down the bed sheets. Little brother, your penis is perfect. Huh? You want me to call it a cock? You just want me to use every single dirty word there is? Well, fine. Your cock is perfect. I mean, I've seen it while you masturbated, but to see it up close, it's so hard. And because of me, I'll take it as a compliment. It's good to know that I could bring that reaction out of you. Oh, there's already pre-cum dripping down the shaft. You really need this, don't you? Don't worry. I won't tease you. I'll start by holding it in my... Oh, it's burning hot. Is it always this warm? It is? How? Well, I'll start by sliding my hand up and down, gathering some of that pre-cum to help ease the friction. I don't want to hurt you, after all. I want you to relax, to enjoy this. Lie back and let your big sister make you feel good. Do you mind if I kiss it? That was fun. I even got some pre-cum on my lips. It tastes a bit salty, but I like it. It's kind of intoxicating, really. The smell, the taste. I want to have some more. I know I'm sucking your cock, but I want to make you feel good. Enjoy this. I don't want you to come. You're oozing out way more pre-cum, but you can't come yet. Try to hold back, okay? Good boy. I should stop. I can feel your balls tightening up and your cock pulsing with need. There's still one thing I want to try. I want to make you feel even better. Let me climb on top of you. No, we're not going to have sex. I know you're still a virgin, and I can't take your virginity. Your first time should be with someone you love, like a girlfriend. I did a bit of research and found out a way to make us both feel good. And I want to try it, if you want, that is. Great. So, I'll place my hands on your chest and straddle your crotch. Lower my pussy right onto your cock. It tightly between our bodies. Now I'll begin rocking back and forth. So that my pussy gets your cock even more wet. It feels so good. I love how your shaft spreads my lips apart. The head of your cock threatening to push inside of me whenever I reach the top of my strokes. If I angle downwards, I can't. Fuck. Oh, my clit is being squished by your cock as I press myself against you. Oh, I could do this for hours. I need to go faster. This feels amazing. I might come again if you move your hips too. Yeah, just like that. Thrust up while I slide down. Oh, I think I'm gonna come again. Oh, this is unreal. Oh, God. I'm gonna fucking come again. Little brother, I'm so close. Keep doing that. Keep thrusting up. I'm gonna... Oh, you're inside me. No, we can't have sex. Take it out. Please, please, please. Don't thrust that fast. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm coming. Oh, brother. I'm coming on your cock. Oh, you're not stopping. Oh, no. I just took your virginity, little brother. You just took mine. Oh, God. Yes. I was a virgin. I never did more than kissing. And some touching. But nothing more. I never felt comfortable to go through with it. Oh my God. You're pounding me so hard. No. I lost my virginity to a hairbrush, but this is the first cock I've ever had inside me. I gave you my first blowjob, and now you're giving me my first fuck. There's no way that you're stopping now. You can't slide your cock inside me and call it an accident, even though I begged you to take it out. No. Now you're mine. I want you to thrust as deep as you can. I want you to fuck me like you've always fantasized. Take out your frustrations. Take them all out on me. Fucking use me. Make me come again. But don't you dare fucking come yet. The truth is, I've always wanted you. I fingered myself to sleep ever since I saw you jacking off in your bed. I would moan out your name while I made myself come. Oh, I licked my fingers clean, wishing it was your cock. And then I would imagine you flipping me over, push my face down and fuck me. Even fuck me until my mind would melt. Don't you see how much I love you? I do all these things for you so that we can stay together. We don't need mom or dad. We just need each other, little brother. Oh. I'm coming again. Pound me harder. I want you to come inside me soon, okay? Yeah, I'm on birth control. It's okay. Please come inside me so that we can come together. I can't hold on much longer. I can feel it inside me. I can't believe it. My little brother just came inside me. No, keep your cock warm in my pussy. I don't want you to pull it out. Let's just lay here to catch our breath. I love feeling my sweaty skin against your body. That was such a workout. I haven't seen you smile in such a long time. Welcome back. I've missed you. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. And I mean it. I want to do this with you whenever you want. I want you to wake up with a gentle blowjob. Stopping only when you pump your first load of the day into my mouth. I'll help you get ready for your classes, and then I'll go to work. And when you come back home after a long day of studying, I'll ride you until you fill my pussy with cum. I'll make you dinner, and if you can't sleep, you can just come into my room, pull down the covers, and slide your cock inside my wet pussy. I'll be sure to be naked from now on when I'm in bed. Actually, I might wear skirts with no panties around the house, just so you can really enjoy this reuse arrangement. I can see how much good this did, and I want to give myself to you. I want you to take all those frustrations you felt for so long and pound them away again and again. And again, So what do you think? Is it something you'd like? To have a free use sister? I thought so too. You can drift off to sleep if you're tired. In the meantime, I'll keep your cock nice and warm. I'll go cook up dinner in an hour or two, okay? And thank you. I needed this as much as you did. Mom and Dad, you know, they weren't ready to have us. I know that, but now I know that I'm ready for you. For us. Little brother, do you remember how I said that you should lose your virginity to someone you love? Well, I gave my virginity to you, and you did the same. I love you, little brother, and nothing in the world means as much as you do for me. I want to be more than your sister. I want to be your girlfriend. Please, please say yes. Oh, thank you. I love you so much. You have no idea how happy I am. My heart is dancing right now. Okay. I'm gonna get some rest too. I just want to lay my head on your chest. I love you, little brother. Thank you.